السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Stand by the defiant people of Gaza, not by the arrogant Trump. Translated. 2 years have passed since the genocide committed by the usurping Jewish entity in Gaza, which it carried out to conceal great defeat it suffered on October 7, 2023. 2 years during which every day witnessed a new massacre and indescribable brutality. The entire world has witnessed the barbarity of the usurping Jews that defies reason. Children, infants, homes, schools, mosques, and hospitals were targeted. The rulers of the Muslim lands yet repeatedly spoke, commended, and then dispersed. Every condemnation encouraged the Jews to commit more aggression and massacres. The Jewish entity went so far as to prevent the entry of a morsel of bread or a sip of water into Gaza for many long months. The usurping murderers did not stop at Gaza but also attacked Syria, Lebanon, Iran, Yemen, and Qatar, and then the Samud flotilla that set sail from Tunisia. While all these events were taking place, Erdogan and some Arab rulers met in New York at a table of the arrogant American President Trump to discuss a plan that includes disarming the Mujahideen, occupying Gaza and betraying Palestine. And they showered him with praise. Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilaya Turkey, on the second anniversary of the Jews' war on Gaza, organized marches under the slogan, quote, "We want actions, not words," end quote, in Istanbul, Ankara, and Şanlıurfa, in the participation and support of Islamic groups and the presence of tens of thousands of Muslims. May Allah reward all the Islamic groups that marched with us, all the participating Muslims, and the scholars and callers who spoke the truth without fear. During the press statements issued after the marches, the rulers were addressed with practical demands. O you who possess power and authority, you have condemned, strongly denounced, and held fruitless diplomatic meetings while hundreds of thousands of innocent people are being killed. And you know well that all of this was not real or deterrent steps. The usurping Jews were not deterred by words, and the genocide that has entered its third year will not end with enthusiastic speeches, and the oppressed people of Gaza will not be saved by mere talk. This is not the time for words, but the time for actions, and what is required is not statements of condemnation, but practical and deterrent steps. The demand was raised by the authorities to stand by the defiant people of Gaza, not by the arrogant Trump, and to move from words to tangible actions. The demands included the closure of the Incirlik base and the Kırıkçık radar station, the withdrawal of citizenship from dual nationals serving in the occupation army and their prosecution, the complete severing of commercial and diplomatic relations in the usurping entity, the rejection of the futile United Nations resolution, and opening of a humanitarian corridor to Gaza, the protection of the Samud flotilla by the Navy, the designation of the Jewish entity as a terrorist entity, and the cessation of repeating the United States two-state solution plan. The necessity of standing by the Mujahideen was also stressed so that not a single usurper remains on the land of Palestine. Unfortunately, just one day after this call, Erdogan announced his support for the arrogant Trump's plan and praised him. This plan, supported by Turkey and the Arab regimes, considers Gaza's resistance as terrorism and grants legitimacy to the occupation throughout Palestine. We ask Allah that this plan never sees the light of day. By Allah's permission, those who await relief from Trump will be sorely disappointed. As for the message to the murderer Netanyahu and the usurping Jews, O vile cowards, Muslim mothers nurse their children on enmity towards you. Fathers advise their sons to fight you, and the youth are counting the days to join the army that will defeat you. It is the army of the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate. And on that day, the breasts of the believers will be filled with joy at Allah's victory, and the faces of the wrongdoers will be darkened. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Turkiye. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.